They call it running a business for a reason, because every day feels like a sprint to the finish. But with Clover and Merchant One, you're always one step ahead. Accept payments, run your business, and sell more. Clover plus Merchant One, better business solutions. Go to clover.com/M1 to get started.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, July 10th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for Zoe Thomas. A decade ago, Mark Zuckerberg saw the promise artificial intelligence could have for his business, and he took steps to invest in it. But these days, Meta has fallen behind in the AI race. So, how did the social media giant lose its edge? Later in the show, our reporter Salvador Rodriguez will tell us what happened and how Zuckerberg is changing his strategy. But first, China's Ant Group has been hit with a nearly $1 billion fine by the country's financial regulators. It's a signal that its long-running business overhaul may be coming to an end. Ant is a fintech giant associated with billionaire Jack Ma, and it's been going through a major restructuring since Beijing scrapped its IPO in 2020. Since then, Ant has made changes to its business and governance. It's in the process of becoming a financial holding company to fall in line with the country's financial rules. On Friday, regulators said the company violated laws and regulations when it conducted banking and insurance activities and engaged in payment and settlement businesses, among other things. And said it would comply with the terms of the penalty. Food delivery companies DoorDash, Uber Eats, and Grubhub are suing New York City to block a new law that sets minimum wages for app-based delivery workers. Starting Wednesday, companies are required to either pay workers around 50 cents for every minute they spend on a trip, or pay them a minimum of $17.96 an hour for the time they spend active on each app, not including tips either way. The companies say delivery workers are typically active on more than one app at a time, and that the new law could lead to multiple apps paying one worker for the same time. They say it'll force them to raise consumer fees in New York City and limit the number of people who could work for each app. And emojis may seem like a lighthearted way to communicate, but a Wall Street regulator says they could pose a risk when they're used in business communications. The head of examinations at the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or FINRA, says he wants to look into having financial institutions better monitor how their workers use emojis in texts and social media. But as you can probably guess, that could prove challenging, as our reporter Munchie Sun explains.
There are currently more than 3,600 emojis available just on Apple's iPhones. And obviously, emojis can mean very different things for different people in different generations and different cultures. For example, a smiley face can mean happy or telling someone they did a great job, or could be seen as patronizing or passive aggressive. So a lot of times, firms still have to basically pull out the messages that include emojis and give a call to the employees that send the messages to really understand what they meant by that. So the Wall Street regulators are basically pointing out that if you're allowing your employees to use texting for business, you should also have a way to really understand the texting lexicon.
After the break, Meta is changing its strategy in AI development. We'll discuss how its approach is going from academic to commercial when we come back.
They call it running a business for a reason, because every day feels like a sprint to the finish. It takes a lot of work to make it all work. But with Clover and Merchant One, you're always one step ahead. Now is the perfect time to upgrade your point of sale technology. We make it easy to accept payments, run your entire business, and sell more. Clover plus Merchant One, better business solutions. Go to clover.com/M1 to get started.
We've talked a lot on the show about the efforts of OpenAI, Microsoft, and Google when it comes to developing artificial intelligence. But one company you hear less about in this space is Facebook owner Meta. That's despite the fact that CEO Mark Zuckerberg made efforts to get into AI a decade ago. TNB's host Zoe Thomas spoke with WSJ social media reporter Salvador Rodriguez about how Meta found itself playing catch-up in AI. Here's their conversation.
Zal, can you give us a bit of background on the historical moves that Meta took in the AI field?
Yeah, so about a decade ago, Meta decided that AI was going to be a priority for the company. And part of what they did is they recruited some leading edge researchers in that field to help start Meta's efforts in this regard. Primarily, they went with an individual named Yann LeCun. What they put together was an effort to tackle AI from a more academic perspective, really working on the research, the theory behind it all. But what kind of got left by the wayside was the productization of what their researchers were finding. They were making breakthroughs, but it wasn't really getting into Facebook or Instagram or any of Meta's other services. It's like the researchers weren't talking to the engineers.
What has Meta said about the fact that they seem to at least not be a leader in this space at the moment?
Well, what happened is that after ChatGPT was released in November of last year, that was kind of a wake-up call for the entire industry that AI has now entered a new phase, being led by large language models and generative AI. And essentially what CEO Mark Zuckerberg and some of his lieutenants did is they really jumped on it and made AI a priority. They set up a whole brand new group for AI within the company, focused specifically on generative AI and specifically on taking that kind of new AI technology and making products with it.
Are these steps helping them to catch up to some of their rivals?
Well, I would say that catch up is a hard term because everyone right now is trying to inject that into their own products. And so essentially Meta is part of those companies that is exploring this, wants to make sure that they give it a good look, make sure that whatever cases can be applied to their services, that they are applied. And that started about at the start of 2023. We're now halfway through the year. They've announced some projects, but we really have not yet seen anything at the consumer level that has come out just yet. There has been one chatbot that they've talked about that is now being tested among employees. It's called MetaMate. It's essentially, as I understand it, their version of a ChatGPT, but we haven't seen anything just yet for the consumers.
Has Meta said anything about how AI might fit into its products? I mean, you don't necessarily use ChatGPT when you're on something like Facebook or Instagram. So how would AI enhance some of their products?
They've talked about using this kind of new AI to make chatbots for their messenger type services like WhatsApp, Messenger. They've also talked about using generative AI to create content for Facebook, Instagram, or maybe even building a tool that would allow advertisers to more easily create advertisements to place on Facebook and Instagram. And they've also talked about using generative AI as a way to help people build things for the metaverse, whether it's like a world in Horizon Worlds or perhaps an avatar.
A lot of companies, though, are trying to build up their AI departments, their generative AI capabilities. So what is Meta up against when it's trying to, I don't know, attract new talent or find, you know, different paths from its competitors?
Well, part of the challenge is that they are in the middle of this year of efficiency and they've strived to become a leaner company. And so they have laid off people that have worked in AI. They have seen people who worked in their AI departments leave because of burnout or frustration or what have you. And at the same time, this is now a talent field that has become much more in demand and everyone is trying to hire these folks who are experts in these areas. So certainly from a talent perspective, that could be a challenge for them. But the folks that I've spoken with have expressed that they feel good about the plan that the company has put in place.
What's it going to mean for Meta if it can't get this right, if it falls behind in AI development?
For them, it's not as much of an existential question as it might be for Google, for example. But if they can't get this right and perhaps a rival like TikTok or Snapchat does, that could be the springboard for another social media company to surpass Facebook when it comes to being the king of social media.
That's our reporter, Salvador Rodriguez.
And that's it for today's tech news briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.